The Sulphur Springs City Council passed key ordinances on first reading for the budget for next fiscal year at a regular meeting Tuesday night. Mayor Kayla Price explains what the ordinances deal with, and then there are responses from City Director of Finance Peter Karstens on the first three, and from City Human Resources Director Gordon Frazier on the fourth one. Councilman Craig Johnson also asked a question.
Item number 5, discussion action on first reading of ordinance number 2667, the appropriations ordinance for the City of Sulphur Springs, fiscal year 2015-16.
Same budget that we looked at in the workshop with the change of adding the $100,000 planning contingency, which you see on page 34. You have the complete budget in front of you. Then I also recognize, as I said, those revenue increases. So those changes are in that budget, but everything else is the same as what we discussed. In summary, it increased the fund balance at the end of this year by $167,000 by those changes made into revenue and recognition.
Item number 6, discussion action on first reading of ordinance 2668, setting the tax rate for the City of Sulphur Springs.
It still is at 44 cents, but the motion needs to say, as written in the report, I move that the property tax rate be increased by the adoption of a tax rate of 44 cents per 100, which is effectively a 1.35% increase in the tax rate.
Because it's an increase in the amount of collected taxes.
It's because values went up, the effective rate raised a little bit more taxes.
Item number 7, discussion action on first reading of ordinance 2669, setting the sewer rate for the City of Sulphur Springs.
This is the only utility rate we have this year. Sanitation may come later, depending on how the proposals come in. But this is a small increase of 2% to get ready generally. For the cost of the improvements to the wastewater plant and the eventual cost of the debt payment and the surcharge rate for the industry by 5%.
Item number 8, discussion action on first reading of ordinance 2670, authorization of updated service credits.
Service credits. It basically enhances the retirement accounts for those employees that are that have received a raise during the end of their career, and it just helps to update their credits so that they have a little bit more in their account. So it's a huge one sheet long explanation, but beyond that, that's what it boils down.
The ordinances for the budget are expected to be finalized on second reading at a special meeting on September 29th. KSST News.